Hey guys, so I want to take this time to do a testimony. And that testimony is, for the testimony title is going to be about soften my heart. So I was not planning on doing this, but God has really put on my heart to do this video for anyone that's need it. And before I start, I want to let you guys know I am going to be back doing podcasts. So I'm going to have this video recorded on my podcast. So for those that's not following me on my podcast, they can listen to it. And for those that's following me through this video, you also can listen to it and also watch the video at the same time, because I'm going to share a link on this video. So the title to this testimony is pretty much Jesus softened my heart. And as that word came up to me, I was like, wow, God definitely softened my heart in so many different areas of my life. So in the beginning of my relationship with God, let me back it up. I could say before I surrendered my life to God, my heart was not softened. It was lost. It was broken. It was hardened before, not only before the Lord, but also myself towards other, my surrounding of just all in one whole, all at once. But when I surrendered my life to God in 2009, that's when God began to soften my heart. And even before he softened my heart, I remember praying, Lord Jesus, soften my heart. Soften my heart from everything that breaks your heart. And I kid you not, definitely God softened my heart. And to this day now, my heart is still softened from the thing that's broken, from the things that I see in people, from the things just in general. My heart is softened from when I have questions about things, or when I want to begin to, I don't want to say not moving forward in a direction, but my heart gets softened when I'm waiting on things, as when I know God have a desire for me to do something. Like, God begins to soften my heart when someone dealing with things, like, it's like all in one. So God definitely softened my heart, not in my own personal life, but also in others as well. Not in a way to join the ride, but in a way to be an intercessor and to pray, but also teach as well. So I'm going to read a Bible verse for you guys. I can't really pronounce the name, because it sounds like I'm pronouncing it wrong. But Ezekiel, I'm going to spell it. So it's Ezekiel. Chapter. It sometimes sounds like I'm saying chapter incorrectly. But chapter 36 verse 26, and I am going to read it out of ESV. I have King James, but if I feel like I need to like flip back and forth, I will do that. So in 26 chapter 36 verse 26, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So in King James, it make a little bit more sense to me, and I'm going to read it again. A new heart, and also, hold on. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stone heart out of your heart, and I will give you an heart of flesh. So that first part, when I began to share a little bit my testimony in the beginning, when I told you that my heart was broken, I was lost and confused, and I was pretty much all over the place. So when you surrender your life to God, He's going to remove that hardened heart, that flesh, that desire of wanting fleshful thing. That can be pornography, that can be lying, stealing, living a perversion lifestyle, having sex outside of marriage. So when you surrender your life to God, to the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about a person that's halfway and halfway out or on the fence or kind of like trying to live for Christ and trying to live for the world, because I was once in that stage as well. And I kid you not, that do not work at all, because you cannot serve two masters. And when you try to live for Christ and try to live for the flesh and what you think is right and continue to live for the old pattern because you're so used to it, you're going to pretty much fall back into what that old pattern and the type of lifestyle you used to do more than loving Christ. And you may say, well, that's not true. I was in that stage. I know. So I'm a walking witness, a witness, testimony, witness, however you say it. But anyways, when you begin to develop your life with Christ, begin to surrender your life to Him, He gonna give you that new heart. He gonna remove that old stone, broken, bitterness heart from you and place a new heart in you. And that's the Holy Spirit, and that's Jesus Christ. And you may think, well, it's gonna happen just like that. It's definitely not gonna be easy. Like, if you're a person to think, well, once I surrender my life to God, once I surrender my life and my whole heart to Him, like, I'm going to instantly be okay. I can say that's the case, yes, but they're also going to come to a point of temptation. They're also going to come to a point of you want to go back to what you used to do. They're also going to be a point when the enemy and demons and whatever spirit that you dealt with in the past, that same spirit is going to visit you, not just once a year. I'm talking about almost every single day. So you have to get to the point of not just going to church, but also developing your relationship with the Holy Spirit, because He's going to strengthen you and give you wisdom, give you direction, give you discernment on how to fight the battle of spiritual warfare when you get temptation, when you come across of you feel like you just want to give up, or when you come across of whatever the case may be. So I believe that is very important to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So key thing number one is surrender your life to God. Number two, not just surrender your life to God, but also develop a relationship with Him. And number three is a Bible verse that I read is God give you a new heart, and remove the old stone from whatever situation you went through or dealt with in your past. But in order to keep that pure heart, you have to make up your mind to no longer want to live that type of lifestyle anymore. Because anyone can surrender life to God, but can you continue continue to live for Christ for the rest of your life, not just some being halfway in and halfway out? Your heart had to be all in His hand, and to trust in Him that He can deliver you from whatever you had or whatever you've been through in life. And one of the things I used to deal with is going through different relationships, living a perversion lifestyle, not knowing my identity in Christ. So when those things try to creep back into my life. I know who I am. I know who my identity. I know who God created me so to be or to do and to live for. So when you know who you are in Christ, you have authority to no longer allow those things to dictate your life or control you or try to get you back in the old pattern on how you used to live before you surrender your life to God. So He will create you a new heart. He will give you a new heart and remove the brokenness and to move the heart in His heart from you with a new one. So that is my testimony for those that need to hear it. And the title to this is Lord created me a Lord created me a softened heart. Or whatever. I can't remember the title of it. But anyway, you get the point, right? Okay.